Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Oh, sure, I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones.
I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise. We're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise. Have you heard of poly? Forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise.
It's the size of my arm.
Fade it, Gary. Wonderful.
Yo, I had an idea that was pertaining to the show, but since Poodle's in South Carolina, he said he's already stopped drinking his father's house-made wine and has just switched to vodka, which means he had a day.
It was a day.
That means Poodle's has had a day, y'all. He literally just looked at me and said, I already
live.
He said, I'm ready to leave. And I said, you got there yesterday.
I got here Saturday.
Okay,
so
okay.
It's been 2 days.
Okay.
No, they are, at one point, my mother, I was making dinner today, and my mother was telling me what plate to use to put on the roasted broccoli. And she's like, use that. And I said, and I just turned to her in the nicest possible way, you're so particular, I don't know which plate to use.
What did she
and
say?
Even she realized how crazy she was being.
Oh, good.
But it didn't last.
Oh, okay. That was like, did she correct it? And then you follow that up with no.
No. She just laughed. And then when I was cooking things on the stove, she brought not one exhaust fan, another exhaust fan, and opened the doors because she could not smell the food that I was cooking. And I'm like, you know, it's fine. I only have to be here a couple days, and my father has to be here the rest of his natural life.
He does. Wow. That was grim.
I'm thinking about getting a prescription for Xanax, not for me, but crushing it into her food.
I kind of support that.
That's where I am.
Well, we're both with our mothers. My mother just arrived here as well. And I told Jake, oh, yeah, I'll for sure be able to meet you at 7. Cut to 30 minutes later, we had to stop and get the man selling fruit because she loves fruit with the orange herbs on it. I said, you mean tajin? And she's like, yeah, whatever it's called. I like that. So we'd stop and do that. And then there were cherries. And then we had to talk to the person about cherries.
Boy,
and then we got here and she had to give me all her gifts. She had to give me all of her gifts. And I said, Mom, I need to do a thing with pockets. Oh, I know. I can't set up my stuff right now. No, Mom. Mm-mm.
So I guess she has to give you gifts if you die on the table on Wednesday.
Yeah, she's worried. Yeah. I just fed her some Dr. Pepper ice cream and I said, go knit. And now she's cooing in the living room now.
I'm going to be okay.
I'm very excited she's here, actually.
I fed my parents. I've put them to bed.
You guys, he does say to me, I'll be like, when can you meet? And he'll say, after I put my parents to bed.
Like, I have to cajole my father to go to bed. And, like, today he went, my father just looked at me, because my father usually is in bed by, like, 9:45, because he's 80 years old. And I said, Dad, can you stay in here if you want, but just turn down the television, because I have closed captioning on them now. Did I tell you about the miracle
you created? Yes, you did.
Yeah, I basically parted the Red Sea for my mother by putting closed captioning.
She's so happy for about that.
Yeah, and he's like, this is a lot easier, but it's still really loud. And I said, you can turn it down. You can watch what it's saying. Because he's watching Tales from West Fargo on some Western channel that's there. And I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't care to. And...
I feel like we've switched roles now. You're just stories.
I'm in Oklahoma. So anyway, I'm gonna be like, my father's gonna be shitting himself soon. So and at one point I'm like, Dad, it's 9:45. Just so you know, I'm gonna start at 10. And he's like, are you trying to get rid of me, friend? And I went, no, I don't. I appreciate you letting me do this in your house. I'm just saying, could you turn down? Because for internet purposes, I need to be up here because there's not a lot downstairs. It's because they have fucking solar panels. I cannot be downstairs and get wireless. And he's like, well, fine. I guess you run the roost when you're home. And I said, okay, good night. Good night, friend.
Now, we have some announcements, and then Poodle's going to tell something about a new fable we like to call Mother Poodle and the Gas Man. We're going to hear that in a minute. We want to remind people that we've got Lip coming up next week. We've got, y'all, this is going to be this Wednesday.
This is Lip.
Yeah, we're Lip now, but we've got our last B90. That's gonna you're gonna be recording this week with Michelle and Robin
Michelle
from Blighty Day.
And Robin from Blighty Day.
That will air next Sunday, and then after that
Monday,
and then that's the last show, and then we're taking a vacation, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So,
no RG Plus for that week. The week of July, I believe it's the 2nd is Sunday. I think so, yeah. So the 2nd to the 9th.
Also,
we all bitches, except for we do have our Q and Gay episodes that we have already recorded.
I had a lot of fun doing that last night.
Me too.
I love those.
I was drunk on my father's homemade wine.
You were drunk on his homemade wine. But we are so we answered a lot of your questions on that one. We did not talk about people we're dating or have dated, but all of you asked. But we talked about why we're not.
Especially mine.
Hey,
Jesus.
Welcome to my world. But also, too, I'm only going to say this because some of you are asking me. You keep knowing, like, hey, Maddie, what kind of surgery are you going to have? We talk about that in detail, too. So save those. We did. I talked about what they're doing, like what type of surgery, lift.
I tuned out.
Yeah, you were drunk by then.
I think I still posit that there is actual webbing, like manatee stuff in your neck.
Maybe. They're taking it all out. I'm very excited. So they're going to be doing that on the 28th, on Wednesday. So anyway, Hopefully I don't die on the table, because Poodle's not going to tell you. People are going to say, where's Maddie? And like, it'll be 3 months in. He'll say,
I believe in moving on. You know, like the Facts of Life theme says, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them all. And there you have, sometimes people die.
I looked on the calendar just now.
Sometimes people leave you.
And
halfway through the wood.
Oh, God.
You're seeing that tomorrow.
I am seeing that with my mother. We're very excited. She's very excited because tomorrow, you and I are recording in the morning, but she's excited because I said, Mom, guess what we get to do tomorrow? She said, what? I said, we're running errands. She went, oh, good. She loves running errands. I love running errands with Mom, too. We have fun.
That's so fucking gay.
I love it.
My mother tried to get me to run errands with her today, but I had my therapist appointment at 4 and I wasn't missing it. Let's just say that. And so I said, Mom, I've got an appointment at 4. And I said, if you want to run stuff, I said, I need to leave now. And she's like, it's fine. I'll be able to do that. Cool. And so she gets a call. My mother has such severe ADHD that she leaves so many tasks undone that she can't get back. It is that Christopher Ryan Stamey thing. It really is. Like, my mother was trying to cook the baked potatoes tonight for dinner and like left them sitting on there to go do something for my father, or went to the bathroom and just left them there. And I'm like, how does anything get done here? No wonder you're always eating at 9 p.m. Anyway.
That's late. Do we have any other announcements? I don't think we do. I think that's about it. We don't have anything else coming.
Maybe I'll make some announcements saying you've survived.
Maybe. I'm at a very good hospital, y'all. So
if you don't hear from me, we're going a different way with the podcast. It's all Victorian literature.
I'm sure the ratings will be great.
Just it great. Won't be. It's going to be for me. It's just for me.
It's going to be for you. There was something, but oh well, it popped out of my mind. We'll remember it later. And that's it. Well, Q and gay, and then I'll fuck it. I'll remember later. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
let's go.
I guess I could look at the announcements.
I do remember now. Y'all, we've got a date for Love After Lockup. It's going to
21st
the 21st.
July.
We thought it was going to be earlier. Thankfully, it's going to be a little later. So that's great. So we're going to have a little more time. So Love After Lockup, that episode's going to be a try before you buy. It'll be available on our public feed. And then after that, it'll be on RG Plus.
Love During Lockup.
Ah. I'm very excited now because that's my favorite iteration. Did you see that?
Don't get too excited. Don't come towards the screen.
There's a picture. Dalton got out in black and white. Cookie has a picture with Dalton.
It's an old picture.
No,
I've already gotten it. Yeah,
no!
Sorry.
But isn't she with a woman now?
No, you are the worst Carl's wife with gossip.
Carl,
you'll see things 3 weeks after I've seen them, and I'll have to correct you, and I will completely destroy you at it.
It doesn't destroy me because I don't care. Look, y'all, it's nice not really knowing a lot. You just float through life. Hey, I'm here for it.
That is exactly what you do.
I'm here for it. Anyway,
I want to say one thing. Maybe some people are listening. I'll probably announce it on the B90 pod that I do with Robin and Michelle. But all of you Minneapolis sissies coming at us saying, and I think you said it was Edina, and I said maybe it's Edina, and I just threw it out there. It's a huge thing apparently, and they're like, yeah, it's Edina, and all the rich kids live there. So
and all of you fucking hate it. You've all said it's not Minneapolis. It's trash. Like, people Jesus. Were very upset.
I always love how opinionated some people are about some things.
The mirror us. I mean, you have opinions.
Yeah, but I've got a fucking platform.
Yeah, that's real great. Lord, okay, tell us the story.
Okay.
A mother poodle and the gas man. I'm going to turn down my
so,
fan.
My mother, for some reason, had three different people doing things in the house today.
Okay.
And for some reason, she... Like, I was sitting there trying to do things. Like, I was like, Mom, I have actually a Zoom meeting at 12:30, and so I won't be able to... She's like, just meet people and tell them there if I'm like putting on makeup or in the shower. And so they all come at like the same time. And Mom's like, hold on, I got to put my bra on. And so she needs to put her bra on. And so,
wow.
Y'all, my mother does not put on a bra unless she has to. That's where we are.
A bunch of sissies just went, my kind of woman.
Yeah, my mother took me to school and she was not wearing a bra. That was just how it was.
And she's got big old boobs.
She's got big old bitties. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I met the gas man outside and I met the guy who was supposed to bring for the new refrigerator she hates. The guy who was bringing her the cord that goes to her sink. And she had the water person to test for hard water. And I said, I could have told you that because when I took a shower downstairs, my skin dried out like E.T. Or like that person in Men in Black. Or what was the just, thing? Like the alien who yeah. just like was desiccated.
Like, so what do you do for that?
You soften the water, but we have a problem in when you have like well water like we do, your water can be very hard at times, but it dries and the pH was like 4.5, but it was really low. And my mother, and I was down there with my mother, and my mother asked the poor water man so many rapid fire questions. Which she does with my brother and I. And I, one time I just got his eyes. I just met my eyes with his. And he looked at me like, please help. Please, can you distract your mother so I can just do what I'm supposed to do? And she doesn't need to know any of this. But then I was upstairs meeting the gas man. And the gas man who was fixing our things for our gas log fireplace and some of the connections. And he hadn't been out here for a while. And he said it was going to be $200 for everything he'd done. And my mother's like, $200? What'd you do? Is something gold? Did you raise it with something gold? Cool. Now, she was doing this, and it was funny. But and he's like, do you want to see an itemized kind of list of what I'd done? She's like, well, I might as well. And so my mother basically haggled this man.
Oh, no.
And then she's like, well, let me go get you a check. And like it actually was taking blood away from her to write this man a check. Like it physically pained her to write a check. And after he left, she's like, no wonder. It's like I'm just bleeding money. So anyway, she hates her refrigerator, as I talked about on the last podcast. Things aren't going well here, and I need to leave.
What did you see your nephews yet today or no?
I'm seeing them tomorrow. I'm seeing my brother and his wife, and the kids are coming over tomorrow. I was gonna see them Sunday night, but the youngest one was sick, and I didn't feel like getting sick. And so but
you always get sick when you see them.
It's because they're filthy germ pits. Yeah. I'll never forget right before I had the coma when my niece coughed in my face.
That's cute. Went,
it wasn't.
What would you rather have? Your niece cough in your face or watch Jordan and Everton?
You know, that's a. I think I'd rather my niece cough in my face.
I think I'd rather that too.
Y'all, this is fraudacity.
It is fraudiest of fraudy fraudacity. And you know how it's fraudacity when they bring back a plot line that they dropped since the like second episode.
Thank you.
Bullshit.
The only thing I would say is the only thing nice I can say about Jordan is that she seems like she's kind to Everton's mother.
She does.
That's the only thing. Otherwise, as Everton's mother says, don't fight, don't curse, live good.
Live good.
Let me tell you, I fight and curse, and I live perfectly fine, Mother Everton.
You do live
That's
good.
That's all I'll need to say.
You live real good.
And y'all, Everton's a mama's boy because he's crying his little baby eyes out before he leaves her.
He is.
And did you just smell your chapstick?
My mother got me this new chapstick, and I need my lips are chapped.
Did you have to smell it?
Yeah, I always smell it. It doesn't really have a smell, though.
Kind of like how you smell your food before you eat it.
Uh-huh.
Even if people make it for you.
A lot of chefs like that.
No, but they smell it. It's different than when you smell it to test it to see if it's
My mother said this lip balm is so good, and I look at it, and it's just petroleum jelly, beeswax, mineral oil, and vitamin E.
It's chapstick.
It's just chapstick.
So anyway, the next day we're meeting Sheldon, his friend, and they're playing dominoes, and he gets a call. He gets a really fake work call that is one of the fakest things I've ever seen.
It's very
this,
fake.
Y'all, this story is fake.
Yes.
This is one of the fakest stories. I have decided that if they're going to continue this spinoff, we're not doing it if it's this fake anymore. This is so fake.
It's pretty fake. I don't know. I love the first two seasons. I have hope, but it's pretty bad. Because Sheldon is clearly they're playing dominoes and they start a chat and then she brings up, hey, let's talk about the girl from weeks ago.
Well, first of all, this is completely inappropriate because she barely knows this person.
No. She does know this person. She says they see him quite a bit.
Okay. But anyway, she says, so do you know this woman, this girlfriend he had in Grand Cayman? His face is like, ooh.
That was the only part that seemed real. He didn't seem like he was lying. Well, he was like, and then he finally went,
I know her.
I know her.
And then he says, he told me he was going to tell you about it and how kind of like, and I wrote down, this is the thing. I don't know if this has stakes because I don't know if they were that exclusive.
I never thought they were.
That is why this whole storyline has no stakes for me. Because they have said in the beginning of them being on and off and on and off. And no wonder he doesn't want to give her a ring yet. I'm team Everton in this. I am completely team Everton.
You can tell you're back home because you said on and off and on and off.
Well, it's because I'm really careful about saying on instead of own.
But still, it's got a little bit of accent in it. Your parents probably are already rubbing off on you.
Well, I also had to deal with the waterman who sounded like he was an extra from the Hatfields and McCoys. So
was he cute? Was the gas man
absolutely
cute?
Absolutely not. No.
Nobody?
No. And I've been watching Yellowstone with my father.
Apparently it's good. People like it. I don't know about it.
It just feels really, really Fox Newsy to me. And like it is, it's kind of good, but I'm upset that they like it. And that's a problem that I need to think about. I need to be okay with it.
You need to be okay with it. They've got...
There needs to be a non-binary or trans person fighting in the Old West, and then I could get behind it.
Well, they'll probably do a spinoff of that one and call it 1969.
And then Fox News would boycott because they're like, there weren't trans or non-binary Native Americans, even though there were.
We need to move on. The vodka's kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, everything comes back. She's pissed off. They kind of act like nothing happens because she's
Sheldon says, I saw Western Union because he was giving this woman money.
Money. It's what she wants. And she's like, how dare he? And then, of course, Jordan starts talking to the talking head. I gave up food. I didn't eat for him.
Okay. First of all, I seriously doubt that you missed meals.
Honey, just go sit on another cake. Make a video.
That's what I was thinking about. And I just don't believe any of this.
I don't either. I think it's total fraudacity.
Yeah. This might be one of the fakest storylines we've ever seen on 90 Day Fiancé.
I want to just wrap it up. So they get in the car and then...
Sure, do what you want to.
Well, what else? I feel like if you're going to be so fake with the storyline, why do I need to give you my time to talk about everything? So they pack up, she leaves, they get in the car, they have a big fight, and you can tell that Everton knows he's wrong because his stance of the fight is not anything that she says. Because I love it when Everton's like, I did not give her money. I did not give her money. And she said, so you're telling me you did not give her money. Did you give
Maybe
her money?
A little bit of money. And then he's like, but you are yelling at me. And that is not cool.
How dare you yell at me?
What a tack. I admire anyone who can pull this switcheroo off.
Yes, because she keeps on spouting facts, and he just goes, the yelling. How unprofessional.
And that's when the caterpillars that are on her eyes started to get angry and actually flew on him.
Kind of like that bee infestation I had in my apartment this week.
I'm going to say this now. I think your apartment was built on some kind of burial ground because you've had so many problems with infestations.
Just bees. They're good luck, though.
She says, I think bees, they're honeybees.
Yes.
Honeybees, really good luck. You should be fine with honeybees.
No,
I'm fine with them. Honeybees just crawling around your apartment.
I don't think I want that.
Anyway, she says, you don't listen to me. And she starts screaming, and I'd rather be by myself. And then Everton says, well, you know, these things are going to have to change. She needs to change before I'm going to give her a ring.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
I just find this storyline so fucking fake. I can't.
Fake. It's fake. Speaking of
Carlentine, Carlentine, I take you out in my Model T. Carlentine, you're so pretty. Carlentine, this is the last time we're going to see you because everything's sad now.
Y'all should see him do the video. It looks like he's sucking a dick. He's just going, I'm going to say this. Valentine, you're single. I'm single. We both live in LA. Call me.
This may be the saddest attempt to hook up with a reality star I've ever seen. It's quite sad.
It's not as sad as when you saw Luke at Watch What Crappens.
You know what? I'll give you that because that was shameless. Especially when I said,
"Do you want to have voice lessons? I can teach you voice.
I'm very well known in the."
Yeah, you actually said that. You did say I'm very well known.
I have a lot of connections.
I have a lot of connections. If you want to have voice lessons,
I can introduce you to some really good talent agents.
Yeah,
I do know some talent agents, but he's not good enough for any.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He actually does need to be out here, though. He's not smart enough to be in New York.
But he doesn't want to be out here because here he's just another pretty guy and he wants to feel unique.
Yeah, I get that.
And make maple syrup.
Anyway, y'all, Valentine is leaving tomorrow and Carlos is bringing him some stuff on a park bench. And the thing about this, y'all, Valentine still hopes he's going to apologize. And I'm thinking, what gives you that indication that he's going to do that?
I think he thinks because I think Valentine is acting, he just can't believe, it almost seems like he's acting like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, this is so ridiculous to him.
Here's the thing. I really believe if these two people loved one another, they would cut to the quick of this and say, put aside your pride and go, okay, can we look beyond this one person? Like, it wouldn't be a deal breaker for me.
I think Carlos is emotionally 15 years old.
I completely agree with you. I also think Valentine might be emotionally 20 years old.
Maybe not 20, but maybe like 25. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's not that.
I don't know. I mean, I see, but it's also probably because I want to have sex with them.
But would you completely like torpedo your relationship? Like what he's, but they're both so stubborn. They're doing it.
Well,
I don't think there was anything there.
The last time we talked though, Carlos is the one who broke it off. It wasn't Valentine.
Yeah.
Valentine is the one who wanted to talk. That was my, and remember Carlos is the one who screamed and ran off and said, I'm not doing this.
But
so I don't think Valentine torpedoed it. Like, what else can he do?
But Valentine is saying, I'm just still waiting for him to apologize to me.
Remember, though, they've broken up and done this like 20 times since they've been engaged. So maybe he's sick of it.
I totally agree with you.
I'm just saying maybe he's sick of it.
That's not what the show is showing us, though.
I know. I agree. There's problems in the storytelling in every single couple of this. But I agree with you. They're showing the way it showed is that they both had one fight and then decided to be like, well, that's it.
And they can't get over one thing. And what it is that Carlos won't apologize for wanting to have Michelle at the wedding. And Valentine will not even talk if Carlos does not apologize. So that's where they are. And they are literally, both of them are destroying their relationship. And that's why I ask, was there ever a relationship?
Well, I think there was, but the problem is, y'all, two tops aren't going to work out.
I think it's deeper than that. I don't ever think that either of them trusted each other.
Yeah. I don't think either of them trusted one another. I think that it's hard for Valentine to commit. We didn't really get that this season, but if you look at the season before,
it is definitely, yeah.
I think it's hard for him to kid. And I think Carlos gives me like Fernanda energy.
Oh, yeah, totally.
He is just so up and down.
What I would do, first of all, I would never get involved with Carlos. Never. And I would tell, if I was Valentine, I would tell Carlos, let's cut the bullshit here. Do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get married right now with no one. Me, you, and a justice of the peace. Fuck the wedding. Fuck all our friends. Do you commit to me, regardless of all this? I wonder what he would say.
I think he would say no.
I agree. And that's when I'm like, so was this ever anything? This episode was very existential for me because we have one more left, I think. And I was just kind of like, I don't think there was ever anything there. I really don't.
I don't know. I think there was something there. I think they did genuinely care for one another. I think they both thought it was something more real and deeper than it actually was.
So, y'all, all right. he shows up with Valentine's things and says, I wish you the best, which is our favorite saying.
It is.
And thank you for everything. That's all. And have a good day. And then Carlos kept saying, it's hard to see his cold face. Oh, how sad to be all alone in the world. It's very like Greta Garbo that he's going into.
He gets on my nerves more than Valentine, I have to say. I'm not saying this because I think...
No, I totally agree with you.
He's so dramatic and he's so self-involved. I personally think... This is what I think. This is... Uh-oh. Tinfoil Hattie. Tinfoil Maddie. But...
No, don't co-op that.
What? It works. That's Tinfoil Maddie! The moon landing's fake.
No.
But this is what I think. I think Valentine and Carlos liked each other. I do think they cared for each other. I will say that Valentine probably wanted more to be on the show than Carlos.
100%. And I have, and I really think he's going to be on The Single Life next season.
I'm all about it. And I think Valentine, though, started dating this guy and then probably went to stay with him some and realized, oh, he's fucking crazy.
But that had to be on the first season.
I'm telling you, though, I think that, like, I think, I don't know.
Does that mean they faked the proposal and everything?
I don't know if they faked it. I just think more happened to this story than we're seeing. But
I think that, to me, that means Valentine is just as crazy as Carlos is.
Yeah.
In a specific way.
In a specific way. I think he's an opportunist. Maybe I'm wrong, but I do feel like there's just more than this than we're seeing. I feel like that. That's my main impulse in this.
I think there's less.
Okay.
I think it was so superficial that they liked each other's bodies. And they, neither of them really knows what love is. Neither of them are very deep. And they liked the chemistry they had, which was sexual chemistry, and all the dirty talk they did via text. And I think they liked being together and like sucking each other's dicks. And
it's weird when my mom's just sitting in the bedroom, in my living room.
Hey, Mama Mar.
She said, can I listen in and giggle? And I said, no.
No. No, you can't. No.
I tell her, I said, you can't, Mom. You don't want Jake's disgusting. She went, oh
yeah, it's me. Yeah. But I seriously think there's less. I think that we saw everything that was there. I don't think either of these people are very deep.
We'll see on The Single Life. I do think he'll be on it.
I hope so. Later on, Carlos is meeting his family at the beach, and he's like, this was supposed to be my wedding day. And I think we are supposed to feel some type of pathos and loss here, but I feel nothing.
I don't feel anything either.
Nothing.
No, not one bit.
But we do feel Carlos does say, I am grateful to him because he actually helped me come out to my family. And I think that's supposed to be a win, but because of the story we've had, and this season's been so weird and uneven for them, I just don't feel like it landed, if that makes sense.
But still, we're very grateful for the storyline. This storyline was the most progressive for gay rights in 90 Day Herstory. We had a couple whose main problem was that they were both tops and they could not have sex. And they described in detail anal sex.
It was more progressive than Kenny or Armando, definitely.
Yeah, because they had normal problems of real people.
Oh my God. This season was just like normal gay men. Because they just probably, both of them started fucking somebody else. And then they decided they didn't really want to get married. Because that's what it gave me.
Yeah.
The energy of, yeah, I'm kind of not into anymore.
Maybe he switched off like Scott.
A Scott. Speaking of, let's move on.
God, what a horrible piece of trash.
I'm so glad you come around to my thinking.
I never liked him. What do you mean?
Gary, go back to the episode one. I'll accept your apology now.
I'm not apologizing for anything. I didn't do anything to you.
So we're going to the resort. I've got my Colombian queen. Before we just so you know, get ready to cue up a certain type of music that I'm going to need you to do.
Oh, do we have it?
Oh my God!
Well, I don't.
Just go on your phone then.
Well, I'm glad.
I should have said this before, but you should have been ready.
I should not have been ready because I don't want to read your mind because that's a sick place in there and I don't want to think about it.
Anyway,
So he says, I just want to treat you like the Colombian queen you are, and I want to protect you and love you. And
you know what, y'all? I think it's time for another installment of Love in Paradise Theater. The tide is high and I'm holding on.
I have no idea what we're doing now.
I'm gonna be number one. That was what I thought about for Love in Paradise.
All right. Are we doing the thing we talked about?
A theater.
A theater. Okay. 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 I'm so confused of what we're doing now.
Please just read my mind. How hard is it to do this? We've been doing this for long enough.
It's very difficult.
It's difficult to keep the line between the president and the pen.
I knew you were about to say that.
Thank you. Thank you, some sissy who posted about Grey Gardens being on TC, Turner Classic Movies, TCM. And I'm like, it's on Max, too. And if you are a listener, that is required documentary viewing Grey Gardens.
It's pretty wonderful.
To be a fan.
It's pretty wonderful.
You need to go on Max or go on fucking YouTube. You need to watch Grey Gardens with Big and Little Edie. Thank you. Enough said.
All right.
I'll be playing the role of Escott.
Escott.
And
I'll
you'll
be playing the role of Liz.
And action. Oh my God, Liz, hi, I'm so happy to see you.
Hi.
I'm so happy. Ignore my cat-like face.
Okay, just okay. You want to kiss? Don't open your mouth.
Yeah.
When you kiss me.
I'm gonna put my lower lip underneath your jaw.
All right, that's my chin.
I just want to say,
yeah.
If I want to protect you, and I want to love you, and pet you, and hug you, and call you George.
Did Bee sting you in the face? It just looks weird today.
You know, it's love that makes my face look this way. And I know we haven't talked in a while.
We haven't. It's been years.
I just want you to know, if I was to close my eyes for the last time, it would be you on one side and my kids on the other that I would have with you. What do you think?
Is there a Starbucks? You know, let's just hang out. Let's just have a day. Let's just have a fun day.
I still love you, and you're everything to me.
That's great. Thank you for saying that. Why don't we just have fun today? You know how we talked about let's get to know one another.
Yeah, I still have a lot of. I hear what you're saying, but I don't hear you.
What?
Let's just be easy,
breezy.
That's not in my vocabulary. I have a lot of pain about what happened, and I can't lose you again, Liz.
Yeah.
Sorry, my whiskers are really bothering me right now. Like my cat whiskers.
Yeah. Sorry. Sometimes I feel like you are related to that Thundercat show I used to watch. In fact, you know, maybe I'm just going to watch that. Maybe we're just
going to
watch cartoons.
What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong to make you turn away from my love?
I was just looking at the scenery out the window
of
the van.
We're meant to be.
Okay. You're holding my foot. Why are you holding my foot?
Would you want to come to the U.S. with me? I know it's only been 6 hours. If you look in that bag right there, you might find a really sparkly thing for you.
Driver, could you just make a stop right here? I forgot something back at my hotel. Someone help me.
Hey.
Help me. Help me.
Hey.
Yeah.
This is me looking at you, looking at the rest of our lives together.
Help me.
And scene. I can't take it, y'all. This was one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever seen on Night at Beyonce.
It was.
That is saying something.
It is. Here's the difference. I will say this.
I don't think it's a different type of grossness. Do I rank Scott in like the miserable bitch category or in the Big Ed or even the Bilal category? I don't, because those people either are so not aware of their own hurt, or they don't care and they push past it and they just bulldoze past people's lives through a lens of narcissism. But Scott, to me, is the example of some, as Liz said, he seems desperate because he is desperate. And it's this gaping void of need that just needs love. But you don't feel sorry for him because there's also this complete lack of empathy.
It's coming from a place of hurt, and it's not coming from a place like Pred. Did your phone just ring?
It didn't ring. It, something went off.
Can you silence it, please?
I was queuing up the fucking music you wanted for earlier, you whore.
Bye.
So shut up.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Shut up, B. Shut up, B.
here's what I will say. It's coming from a place of hurt and insecurity. And as Liz says, insecurity and possessiveness.
And a gaping need to be validated.
It doesn't seem like it's there to weaponize to hurt her.
No, that's why I think like he's this bad like guy who wants to who wants to manipulate people and control them for like their own evil whatever will. No, but he's still a bad dude because he's so wrapped up in his hurt. He is going to hurt people.
He's not first tier. We couldn't even, because this is Love in Paradise, we couldn't even have a first tier villain. He's like second tier. He's second tier creeper.
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all, later on, only 2 hours later.
Oh no, y'all. Bitch didn't make it for 2 hours. After 2 hours, they can't find her.
Have we heard from Liz? And she's like, yeah, it was all fine, and Liz got in a funk, and then she just stopped talking to me, and she's just in a stairwell crying. She's like, I need my space. And he is, of course, like, I just want to talk. Y'all, please don't do this. Anyone who says, get away from me, or I just need to be by myself, please let them do that. I can't stress this enough. When someone says, I need to be alone, they fucking mean it. Don't do this. I hate that. If I say I need to be alone, you leave me the fuck alone, or I may stab you in the eye.
It's not good when you say it right before we walk on stage at the Gramercy, though, before a live show.
Well, honestly, you've been shitty the whole day.
Oh, Oh, my mother's getting another drink. She's very excited about all the Diet Dr. Peppers I bought her, caffeine-free.
Anyway, to help with this, it looks like she has, y'all, she is getting her own hotel room and changing her flight. And now we have another, get ready with the music, please. We have another installment of an infomercial from Sloppy Seconds Tour and Travel. It's too loud. There you go. Hey! So, did your replacement chick worked out? Did it not? Well, if not, Sloppy Seconds Tour and Travel has you covered. We've actually got a lot of girls here at the resort who are here to be with you for the one night, two nights, three nights, however many nights you want. It's up to your bank account.
A week? Can we do a week?
Sure. And guess what? You can call them whatever name you want to call them. This is definitely Yay. Not trafficking.
Yay.
And it's definitely not prostitution. But here's what you need to know here. It's at Sloppy Seconds Tour and Travel. We're here to match your needs. And maybe that's the girl who you left to come here with this chick with. But know that she doesn't need to have a name. It's all about securing you and making sure your little tiny penis feels comfortable. So get out and fuck that young fucking Dominican pussy, because it's all yours. Because that's what men have in this world. Yay!
Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Because it's all about money.
Cha-ching, pussy. Cha-ching, pussy.
That's all I thought of is the resort offering him an actual sex worker at the end of the trip.
And then we see next week he's going to go back and talk to Lydia.
Which I'm here for. Let's just finish up with Matthew and Anna. I think they're done. I think this is done.
Not much. Very little happened. Y'all, Anna knows what she's doing, because she's going to make sure that little old man Matthew is going to get a massage to help his sciatica, and then she's going to fuck his brains out.
And y'all, she's basically wearing a bra and panties. This is not a negligee. This is like a strappy bra and panties.
She walks out like Jessica Rabbit, and he reacts like Roger Rabbit.
Now, the idea that she starts like, I love his body, and like he's tickling.
He goes, she's like, stop laughing. I can't. She's like, I'm trying to make you hard. I can't.
And then she says, the massage is over. It's game time. And he goes, let's play. I'm sorry. I cannot take this storyline seriously. This is a fourth tier 90 Day Fiancé or a fourth tier Before the 90 Day story.
They don't have problems.
Totally is. This should not be on my television. I rebuke this in the name of Jesus.
It's too normal. They don't have problems.
No. I need more dysfunction. I need more family issues. I need more stakes. I need more obstacles. Because there are no obstacles.
It's very sweet. They're leaving at the end. She's crying. He's crying in the car. They're crying to each other. They're saying, I'm so sad. I'm not going to see you till 5 months from now. They're pinky promising. They're loving each other.
You know, I think they could have been on 90 Day Fiancé season one. They could have replaced Mike and Aziza, the child porn freak.
Yeah, y'all. Spoiler alert: announced. Mike was just Mike and Aziza. Mike was arrested for child porn.
I think we all knew it would come out one day. Let's think about it. Let's think how young Aziza looked. I don't mean to get gross, but
didn't Mike have that couch in front of that fireplace too?
You had the biggest problem with that.
Still can't get past that. You don't trust somebody who does that, y'all.
But Aziza look like she was in middle school.
But yeah, child porn's terrible too.
Yeah, I think it's maybe worse than the couch. Maybe.
I really don't have anything else. Nothing really happened with Matt and Anna. They fucked, and then they left, and he said, I will absolutely wait for her.
You know what I wrote down? This is 90 Day Fiancé produced by Lifetime Television for women.
It's too normal.
It's a little sanitized, and it's a little, everyone's kind of nice, and there aren't real world problems.
No.
And Matthew's Christian. No, Great American Country. This would be like a Christian story. And also, Anna was very Catholic.
So Anna wouldn't come out in the panties. She would come out in like pajamas, Bob Ross pajamas, something like that.
That's all I've got, y'all.
That's a show.
I'm ready to put this season to bed.
I am too.
I'm annoyed. We're going to get Cow Patty next week. We're going to get... I think Valentine and Carlos are done. We're going to get Everton and Jordan. We're going to get Lydia and Scott, Escott.
And we're going to get April and
Valentine, who we did not see this week. And I think we're wrapping up, y'all.
I think that's the last episode. I can't be, it's 11. I can't have more than 12.
I think they're done with 12, yeah. Especially for this season. This was a bad season of this show.
It wasn't good. I'm assuming they're going to air it tomorrow on Monday. I don't know why. It's not a holiday on the 4th, so I think it'll air.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
TLC doesn't give a shit about your holidays.
They don't care about. They care about Christmas. Super Bowl. Christmas and the Super Bowl. They give two fucks about July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. That's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com. You know where to find us. You know the drill. We got to keep going because we got another show to do. And Poodle's getting drunk on vodka and house and Father Poodle wine. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you've ever been in a van and are being stared at by someone who looks like a third-rate Thundercat, and all you can do is look out the window and go anywhere but here,
anywhere
but here, anywhere but here. You can call us.